Welcome to the Superintend Podcast. I'm Debbie Critchfield, Superintendent of Public Instruction. Our guest on this episode has been the face of his profession in Idaho for the last year. In October 2023, Trent Van Leeuwen was selected as our CAP-Ed Credit Union 2024 Teacher of the Year. Since he assumed the role last January, he's represented his profession at a number of events around the state and at a national level. As he winds down his time as Teacher of the Year, we invited Trent to talk to him about the past year, or to talk to us about the past year. So Trent, welcome to the Superintend.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
First of all, we're going to miss you. Not that you're like leaving the profession or the state, but you have been, in my opinion, and I'm not just saying this because it's it was our first experience with Teacher of the Year, but I can't imagine somebody just coming so strongly out of the gate to represent educators than you have. It's just been an incredible year. How do you feel about all of it as your quote unquote reign winds down?
Well, I'm happy about the things that we were able to do. It's really busy being a teacher and trying to balance all of it. But, you know, big shout out to my wife. We had a conversation when the announcement happened, and you know, we made some adjustments so that we could go ahead and prioritize this year of service. And that's what I think of it as, is a year to be able to represent teachers and students across the state. And so, you know, she's the real MVP. And, you know, we're happy that my kids were supportive and, you know, they got to see a little less of me, but we're going to make it up to them come Christmas time. So
good. You really have been, I think service is the perfect word, such a great model of what educators do, how you've talked about your profession, how you have represented Idaho nationally. You got to go to the White House, is it three times? Did I count that right in a year's time?
That's correct.
That yep. had to have been just incredible to participate. And I think, I don't know if all of the events were black tie, but I know at least one of them was quite a big event.
Oh, yeah. So we were able to go to the state dinner there in the White House. And so we were able to tour the White House. The other time I took some students through a tour through the White House, and we had somebody that was an education advisor to President Biden that met with me and some students. And then this last time we were invited for the back to school event at the White House. And so I was able to take some community members, great supporters of our program, the history teacher, and a student. And her name's Alyssa Pearson, and she ended up having to miss one of her volleyball games in a practice to go to the White House. But she was able to play volleyball on the South Lawn.
Older, she will not regret that decision. Been a proponent of career technical education specifically, but in general, you're just a proponent for kids getting skills and using their knowledge to do something. I'd like to ask you, as you reflect upon this last year, your message takes in more than just career tech. It takes in a broader perspective about the role of an educator. And looking back on what you've done, what you've talked about, what do you want us to know about the role of a teacher?
Teachers have a really big role in being able to plug students into their passion in life. And everybody's got to have a reason to want to wake up and go to work every morning and find a career that's incredible for them. But students need to be able to have that same drive to come to school. You know, for some students, they show up to school every day because it's basketball or it's volleyball or football. But for so many students, it's because they love their English classroom. It's because they love their agriculture classroom or any of the other technical fields. But every student needs to have some reason to just love coming to school every day, something that just speaks to them and addresses some of their talents and their interests. And I think teachers have a really awesome opportunity to kind of scout for talent and to try to plug students into something that maybe they haven't thought of doing themselves before. But, you know, I think if everybody thinks back onto their favorite teacher, there'll be that moment that the teacher said something like, "I really enjoyed your essay. Have you ever considered going into a job in this?" And those are the moments that we remember from our favorite teachers, is even those little words of advice. is a vote of confidence.
Yeah, that I think that's one of the most important things that teachers bring to a classroom for a student is believing in themselves and what they can do. You and I have talked a lot about this. We've got a formal process in place now where we're talking about what educators need. The environment for learning is different. Even with COVID, I think those things were coming and they got accelerated. What do you see, and let's talk about non-financial things, and I don't want to discount that we want to pay our teachers. On the non-financial side, what do you see teachers needing in the classroom differently or more than they did even maybe 5 years ago?
I think there's some concern at times that we all need to make sure that we're teaching to a particular standard, and it's really easy to get some curriculums. The California State Teacher of the Year, Casey Cuney, said something quite ingenious. He said, can you actually have passion in teaching if you don't have autonomy? And there needs to be a little bit of flexibility with curriculum. And our teachers need to be able to have good conversations and teach to their particular strengths. So I give this example. If there's a history teacher in Mackey, Idaho, and they're talking about the Roaring Twenties and the topic of Prohibition comes up. What a great opportunity to take the students to our local museum, which is phenomenal, to see the moonshining exhibit and talk about what Prohibition looked like. So you have that opportunity to talk about the local type stuff. And every locale's got some kind of opportunities that the teacher can really bring to really make the school a part of the community. So for instance, our Mackey area, we have a campus. I can't imagine Idaho ever building a campus in Florida so people could go study, you know, ocean currents or anything like that. But the University of Southern Florida has a campus in Mackey, and they bring students up to study the geology up there in Idaho, right? What an awesome opportunity to talk about geology in our earth science class and to talk to local miners and things. And I think every community's got those awesome opportunities where they can reach out to community members and where teachers can kind of tailor their curriculum to not just the national type stuff, national history or any of those things, but be able to tailor them to our local needs and local opportunities.
I love that. And you and I have talked a lot about this as far as it comes to career opportunities that we, in many regards, we should not, in fact, in the first place, should not overlook our own backyards for that connection of why are we learning that or this. I think it in so many ways answers that question of, well, when am I going to need to know that? Well, as it relates to where you live, whether it's your own community or your state, that's where I think we bring something to the table that provides more interest and relevance for our own students. Because again, we're not talking about, yes, national things and historical things are important, but did you know here in our own town or in our own community, things used to be like this or examples of that event coming to life, I think is so important. Thinking of, you know, where you go from here with this. I mean, you have a platform now. You've been asked to speak at so many things, not just nationally, but I know we've taken advantage of utilizing you and having you come and speak on, you know, a variety of topics, whether it was at the legislature or participate in other committees. You know, thinking about kind of where you take this message that you have, you know, how do you continue to be an advocate?
Well, that's a great question. I think it's just important to be able to talk where you can about these things. And, you know, I've invited myself to some college classrooms to be able to talk to some teacher prep programs and talking to the next generation teachers. And, I mean, it's phenomenal to be able to talk with them. I've got a good 16 years of experience, and I've made more mistakes than I think anybody else has in some regards. In fact, I had a buddy that was looking at shopping for a bus for their college program. And I said, you know, the only reason you're calling me up is because I've been broke down in a bus more than most, right? And she said, well, yeah, it's true.
Not every teacher is also driving the bus, but we got to love rural Idaho for that.
Absolutely. So I guess I just take whatever opportunity I find, you know. And those connections and be able to talk with people. I had a friend reach out to me that I've known since elementary school that just found herself in a classroom. And, you know, she was having some difficulties on some different things, and we were able to talk about stuff for about an hour. And, you know, those are the moments I probably enjoyed most over the years, being able to help out people and answer some questions and hopefully give some good sound advice.
I love it. Well, you know, we're not going to lose your number, and we'll continue to look to you as a source of information and expertise in these things. And for me personally, it has been a pleasure to get to know you professionally and personally at the SDE. We consider you to be our friend, and again, such a great exemplar of educators in our state. So again, our guest on this episode of The Superintendent has been Idaho's 2024 CAP Ed Credit Union Teacher of the Year, Trent Van Leeuwen. Trent, thanks again on behalf of Idahoans for what you do for kids.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and it's been great to get to know you and your staff, and it's been an awesome year. Thank you so much.
The Superintendent is produced by the Idaho Department of Education. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. They can also be streamed on YouTube and the department's website, sde.idaho.gov. I'm Debbie Critchfield, Superintendent of Public Instruction.